I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow, we want Justin Bieber to be your yummy Valentine. Just keep that in mind. We love you, and so does Justin. And if you're here all day, you have a chance every hour to win tickets to see Justin Bieber at Levi's on May 22nd. That is so sweet. It's like a big, giant box of never-ending chocolates. Oh, I bet you can't wait.
I can't wait.
How young he sounds.
I don't like the look on my daughter's face when she watches this guy, but other than that, I think he's harmless. I don't think she can get him.
Oh, you think she's safe from Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's good. Tickets go on sale on Valentine's Day at noon at Ticketmaster.com, but we have them every hour tomorrow. Be here for that.
You know, that song,
baby,
is very much
baby.
Like that. Oh. What's that girl's name who had that just pop piece of sugar candy that was out there? What's that girl's name?
You just scared me. Carly Rae Jepsen.
The difference between him and her is he had like 10 more hits behind onto his name. Right behind those. This. Just pop sugar.
Here's my number.
Can't argue it. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
rather die than give you control.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. And I shouldn't have made that. I know Carly had another kind of hit with the guy from Owl City or whatever. But
she's a feature.
Right. So this is how it works. And we know this, being from California. We've dealt with the fire seasons and how that, you know, days, maybe even weeks will pass. And then you'll see a note that says, the fire's contained. And you're like, blah, I'd forgotten all about it.
I thought that one was out.
For the first time, Australian fires are contained. They say all fires burning in the Australian state. It's been months that this has been in the news. And here we are now. They're finally saying all fires have been contained for the first time this season. And now they're saying, of course, this is due to the heavy rains that have shown up, which also
comes with
flooding and more.
Right. Well, that's a problem after a big fire. Suddenly there's nothing to hold the mud there. And I'm sure it's a freaking mess. Poor Australia.
The announcement comes after months of fires in Australia, left at least 28 people dead, 3,000 homes destroyed, and a billion animals affected one way or another, displaced or injured or killed. Firefighters say there's still some fire activity, but we're good. It's all fires contained. Now, emergency workers could really focus on helping people rebuild. The torrential rainfall that's now entered the picture has caused flooding and the things that come
right.
But at least they're not on fire.
That's one thing.
Crazy, huh?
It's just what an absolute mess.
All these months later.
I know.
They've been dealing with that this whole time. Someone went through a bunch of census stats looking at single people over 40 and various jobs they have. Bartender.
Oh.
Huge. It's the number one job with single men over 40, and it's also made the top 10 for women.
Bartending's fun, and it's good money.
The top five single guy jobs are bartender, tile installer, transportation screener.
Tile installer?
Mm-hmm.
How funny. Is your guy single that did your tile?
I didn't ask him.
I don't think my tile guy is single.
He's a young dude, though. They were playing rap the whole time they did their work. Some of it good, some of it not. It spanned from, you know, old school stuff I like to stuff I'm not as much into.
That same one song that's holding five positions on the
A lot of guys 500. That surf will bartend because they're working the night hours and then they can go
Sure.
Surf first thing in the morning.
Yep.
And then sleep the all late day. Day. And it's
bartending
good for
that. Is wicked fun. I did it for a couple of years, and it's just the shift. Especially if you work someplace busy where you're working the whole time, the shift is over before you even know it. And it's actually fun to clean the bar and to get all the stuff together. And
it is.
I actually really like, because you kind of go in the whole night. Even if you have a down moment, you start cleaning this or wiping down bottles or. It's freaking fun. Maybe I'll be a bartender.
Top five. I think you got a gig. Top five single guys jobs are bartender, tile installer, transportation screener, food prep worker, and parts salesman. The top five single women over 40 jobs: postal clerk.
Oh.
Vet assistant. Oh. Personal care worker, information security analyst, and a tie between salesperson and Uber driver.
Well, some of those actually are a little depressing. Like,
why?
I don't know. I wonder if like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, if you work at the post office and you started, you know, whenever, at 20 years old, and it just turned you into a bitter hag, because that's what all those people there are. Sorry, post office workers.
I don't think that's true.
Is a lady there who is so mean. I'm like, there's no way anyone's married to her. She's so mean.
This is at the Mill Valley Post Office?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mean lady.
That's too bad.
You know, I haven't been to the post office in a while. Maybe she found someone and found happiness and moved on with her life. But, oh, my God.
Wow.
I watched this one lady get in a fight with her so bad. I was like, is there going to be a fight at the post office?
Well,
this is
look,
crazy.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm a fairly happy dude, but if I had to sit there and watch you decide which stamps you're going to buy, I'm sorry. Just pick some stamps. These are for mailing.
Do you see the line?
Just pick any stamp. All right.
Oh, I don't know. I like this. Wow.
No.
See how they're all
we're not
here.
Mm-mm.
Various places in the. Well, let me. Let me see the Elvis ones.
No, you're going to take the ones with the flag. You're going to pay the money, and you're going to move it along. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I'd be pretty bitter too.
Yeah. Although maybe you'd just be.
I just can't decide. Oh, let me help you.
Here, the ones with the flag. You know, I wonder, though, if the people who can cope with that job are just go to a very zen place. You know, like they have to just shake out their shoulders, take a deep breath, and allow each person their moment of glory at the desk. God, that place. It does seem like soul-sucking work. You are amazing, you people who work at the post office.
I don't think it seems that bad at all.
Oh, really?
My grandpa was a postman.
My kid's grandpa was a postman.
He walked the neighborhoods of New York City. All those years.
Oh, that must have been kind of fun. My sister-in-law was a postal worker until she crashed a postal truck for the third time, and then they went, you have to not
work here anymore.
And it's so hard to get someone fired at the post office. It's a union thing.
Oh.
Like government thing. I don't know what the deal is, but man, they had to jump through hoops again. They really wanted her out of there.
This story bums me out because he just needs headphones.
What's
He's
this?
An old guy. He can't hear. He's 82. His name's Ian Trainer. He lives in England. He doesn't hear so well, but he loves music,
mm-hmm.
classical music. So mm-hmm. he blasts it in order to be able to hear it, and the neighbors hate him.
Oh. Well, this is not rap.
After a few years, his neighbors called the cops on him, and back in December, Ian's neighbors got to court. And got a court order that banned Ian from playing his classical music above, quote, a normal talking level.
Vinny?
He ignored the warning because he couldn't hear the music.
He probably couldn't hear the phone ring. That's the police.
So
I can't hear you.
He was arrested for violating the order that he'd been issued. And he was sentenced to 24 weeks in jail, and I can tell you right now, what he needs is a pair of Bluetooth headphones for his stereo.
He got sentenced to jail over this?
He was arrested for violating the order.
The can. Come on.
And on Thursday, he was sentenced to 24 weeks in jail.
Whoa.
He just wants to listen to his music. Yeah, how is it that you, before you even, just by reading the headline, you go, Bluetooth headphones? Bluetooth headphones. That's all the guy needs. Maybe he's got like, you know, cauliflower ear or you know, some reason that he can't have those on. Like sores, bed sores on his ears. I don't know. 82 years old. Maybe he has some reason that he can't use those.
Or he's just not aware that there's technology that would allow him to hear his music. We had to do that to my dad. The guy would blast the TV, and finally it was like, okay, here's Bluetooth headphones. Listen as loud as you want. No one wants to hear your news at that volume.
Right.
And it worked.
Anything else you're watching.
He's home free.
Perfect.
Everybody was happy. This next story is about an old guy, too, and it's very, very sad.
Oh, no.
An 80-year-old Oregon widower. Does that make it a woman?
No, a widower is a man.
Right.
Right?
A widow is a
woman, right. And a right. Okay.
Okay, I had it right. An 80-year-old Oregon widower lost his life savings to a swindler who posed as a woman in love with him and convinced him to spend $200,000 to ship a massive lion sculpture from China that it turns out was not for sale and was not ever going to be shipped anywhere. It's permanently planted where it lives. And the pictures that were sent to this man to show him what his money was going to.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
The long-distance romance scheme began when the unnamed scammer stole a Florida woman's identity and befriended an elderly man through an online dating service, reports Oregon Division of Financial Regulation. The con artist convinced the man to invest in a Florida art gallery, seeking to raise $5 million to ship this marble lion from Wuhan. Whoa, Wuhan makes the news for a different reason. They promised that he would see his investment returned as well as reap profits from the statue's sale.
Oh my God. Why are we so stupid when all the blood has rushed from our brain to our nether regions?
The police call this a textbook romance. Well, this isn't about his wiener. This is about his loneliness. And his love.
Oh, it's so sad.
The textbook romance scam, they say, typically targets older individuals, gains their trust, then asks for money through social media and dating websites. And that's what went down. The widowed senior isn't the first to fall prey to love swindlers. In 2019, they say the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, romance scams are the most costly form of online fraud. Skyrocketing from $33 million lost in 2015 to $143 million lost in 2018.
Jesus.
And when you think about that $143 million, we now talk about billions. It doesn't even register. But each one of those $143 million is some man or woman's life savings.
Right.
That just flushed.
You already see this statue?
Yeah.
That is, it's amazing. First of all, it's humongous. Second of all, I think only Jeff Bezos has the room for that on his new property. Like that clearly. In fact, that would be.
It's 20 times the size of the human there.
Yeah.
40 times the size of the human.
I'm going to say you're right. I'm going to say that's 50, 60 feet long. Easily. And man, I don't know, 20 something feet tall.
They say here, the marble lion actually is a wooden sculpture.
Oh.
And it's 50 feet long.
Oh. What'd I say, 60?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said 50, 60.
Okay. Pretty close. It's amazing, though. It is beautiful.
So, talk to your Nana and Papa.
So.
Don't send money to people.
So, Ronery. It is so sad.
No one who actually cares about you
is ever going to ask you for money.
To give them money.
Right.
And if you've never met them, that's the brightest red flag of all.
Do you think that it's because all this social media and online stuff is so new, like the old people haven't had time to process? Like, will we also be victims of these? I'm suspicious of everything. Like, I'd like to think I won't be a victim of anything like this when I'm elderly. But maybe we're all just so lonely.
That you want to believe?
We want to believe.
Maybe there's some of that. Sure.
Yeah.
But no, I also feel like I'm not someone who would ever send you my last penny for whatever thing you're up to.
I mean, people are our age still go to psychics, you know.
I'm way concerned. Look, there are people. I have friends. I grew up with some of them. They never thought about what's going to become of them or what do they need to save for a rainy day. They never thought about it.
No.
And they still don't think about it. And that's fine. I'm not their mom or their dad.
That scares me. I have a couple friends like that. I'm like, so what's you're in your 50s now. What's your plan?
It's not your job. And I've had to tell myself that because I've absolutely started the same line of questioning that you have going. And I realize we've known each other our whole lives. You haven't changed. And the fact that I sit and worry about stuff, I haven't changed either.
So good luck to you.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some information that's very important as we head into Valentine's Day.
All right.
A new study found exactly how long it takes the average woman to reach her peak when making the love.
Oh.
And it's 13 minutes, 28 seconds. Why'd you just make that face?
It's not that long.
What do you mean it's not that
long? It doesn't take that long.
How long does it take?
I don't know. From the start of, you know.
From the first kiss.
Oh, so for the entire experience?
Sure.
Or from the time I first start actively trying to attain that?
They don't say here. Let's say
because I'll you know I would agree with a little you. Bit first
direct pressure
yeah
it, 13 minutes does seem long
it's way
I
too
think,
long
I think that's they're talking
the entire
about
experience.
I think they're
Listen,
talking about the
me
whole
and John
experience.
Have it down I swear to God if we needed to we could get the whole thing done in 3 minutes I'm not kidding we could make that happen so we take our time go good you know add a solid 5 minutes to that we're like eight minutes start to finish if it goes longer than that it's like what's going on what's happening I wonder what's going on here.
Hmm.
Huh?
13 minutes, 28 seconds for the average woman to achieve what you're there for.
And alone, I swear to God, it's like, I can almost just think about it and it happens. Like, it's too
impressive.
Fast.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's not that I'd know from any real life experience, but having talked to you all these years, you do seem very in touch, very vocal, very...
Less more of that
compared to the average woman who's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've definitely come across. I'll tell you what. In the time that I've lived back in the Bay Area, I was with a girl who was like, I've never really had that done, and I'm like, well, you need to have that done. You know
which thing?
Yeah, that
really.
And I was like, well, okay, so let's do that. And then she was like, oh, my God, I never thought I'd. And I was like, yeah, how could you have? And she's just like, I don't know. I just never felt comfortable.
It's hard for girls to have, you know, somebody's face where you can't get your face anywhere near there, you know, really. And then now there's going to be someone down there like you've seen it in a way you've never seen it. And, you know, who knows? You're like, what happens with it? Listen, so delicious. The Height Report by Cher Height. It changed my life. It changed the way I felt about my body. I don't even think it's in print anymore, but it's...
Why would they have it out of print? It makes
no
sense.
I don't know. Can you look it up
and see? If it's that groundbreaking.
It's also from like the 60s.
Whatever.
But it's a study of women's sexuality, and it's all women, like lesbians, you know, old ladies, young ladies, all different ages. And it's... They asked them a series of intense questions, and it's all their answers. Everything from like... How it smells, how it looks.
Yeah, it's still up on Amazon.
Yeah, of course
Amazon.
It is.
No, good. Well, I suppose.
How could it not be?
I suppose. Well, it was out of print for a long time. I guess with Amazon, you can probably get an ebook form, no problem.
You're making a good point, though. Researchers used, they say here in the study that we're talking about, 13 minutes, 28 seconds.
Yeah.
They went 645 women from 20 different countries. They used a stopwatch to time things.
Oh, boy.
But they say that.
Pressure's on.
All the women were straight. And they were all in committed relationships, and they were all an average of 30 years old. So there's
So that was sort of that little segment. Yeah. Well, listen,
the position that was most effective,
doggy style.
No, they say on top, woman on top.
Oh, I like a doggy style, full access, woman on top. Like you're getting in my way.
I like the woman on. You know,
you can get a good grind going that way.
I like both. But I do think if someone always turns away from your face, you're definitely like, sheesh, you never want to look at me, huh?
I'll look over my shoulder at you.
You can't look at me when we do this?
I'll throw some dirty stuff over my shoulder at you.
I'll tell you, someone I was with, she knew it was her on top. She had her move.
Yeah.
And she had a certain position she'd get into.
And you knew she was going for it.
Oh, and she knew exactly what to do. And all I had to do was hold still. And she'd be like, done. I thought it was impressive. I've never seen anyone who was so like, whatever, let me just do this.
If you could just hold still for a minute. Don't move. All right, we really are late. And
where do you got to be?
Well, I mean, I got to play these spots. Before.
All right.
Okay, we'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.